This is the Daily Barometer Sunday Morning News, giving you this week's news coverage recap. I'm Angela Tam, and here is our local news from this past week. House Bill 2888, drafted by Oregon Representative Paul Evans, proposes separating the OSU Cascades campus in Bend, Oregon, from the main branch of OSU in Corvallis to create Central Oregon University. Under House Bill 2888, OSU Cascades would become COU, a Technical and Regional University, or TRU for short. Therefore, it would be unable to offer doctoral degrees as it joins the other four regional universities. The four current TRUs are the Oregon Institute of Technology, Western Oregon University, Eastern Oregon University, and Southern Oregon University. OSU Cascades Vice President Becky Johnson said OSU Cascades is proud to be a part of OSU, a research-intensive land-grant institution, disagreeing with the proposed results of the House bill. Central Oregon is one of the fastest-growing regions in the country and benefits from a growing campus as part of a major research university, according to Johnson. She said that she feels there is no reason to change OSU Cascades' successful higher educational model. The city of Corvallis has placed amenities such as portable toilets, a hand washing station, and a dumpster in Pioneer Park to encourage good hygiene practices and to provide a clean camp environment for the local houses community. These resources are located in the south edge of the park's parking lot. Pioneer Park is also within walking distance of additional services which can be found at the Corvallis Men's Shelter. The service is expected to continue until March 31st, as spring and summer park activities are anticipated to return in April. In addition, the park property at the BMX track is available for the purposes of a tent camping location. This is also located near the men's shelter. The city's planned social services spending for this year includes a Levi-supported social service, home opportunity planning and equity funding, as well as funding for the Unity shelter. The city is also currently not enforcing illegal tent camping in park areas, as long as tents are kept away from waterways and at least 50 feet away from children's play areas and other park features. Since the 2018 season, the Oregon State football team has seen success in a number of ways, including strong production from the team's running backs. They were guided by the team's former running backs coach and recruiting coordinator, Michael Petrie, who left the program on February 1st to coach in the NFL for the Chicago Bears. Since Petrie's arrival 3 seasons ago, the Beavers have produced not only an NFL running back in Artavis Pierce, but also a Pac-12 Freshman Offensive Player of the Year in Jamar Jefferson. The shortened and delayed season in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic proved to be no challenge for the Beavers' offense and Coach Petrie's running attack. The team was not only second in scoring, but also second in rushing yards for the Pac-12 Conference. Jamar Jefferson capped off his legacy at Oregon State University as co-Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year, along with AP and coaches all Pac-12 first-team honors. But among Coach Petrie's favorite moments from Jefferson was his contribution to a team win against the rival Oregon Ducks in 2020. Benton County, in a partnership with Samaritan Health Services and Oregon State University, delivered over 2,000 vaccines at a mass vaccination site from January 26 to January 28th. This was the first mass vaccination clinic for the COVID-19 vaccine in Benton County and was held at Research Stadium in Corvallis, Oregon. Benton County hopes that they will be able to use Research Stadium for future mass vaccination clinics. The Moderna vaccine was administered to those at the clinic. In clinical trials, this vaccine showed a 94.1% effective rate according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The vaccine is given by a shot in the muscle of the upper arm and a second dose is given 28 days after the first dose. At the moment, the general public is still not eligible for the vaccine, but members of Benton County can see if they are eligible for the vaccine by visiting the Oregon government website. If you are eligible for the vaccine, Benton County requires for you to take a survey to make an appointment. The survey is available in both English and Spanish at the moment. This has been the Daily Barometer Sunday Morning News Wrap-Up. I'm Angela Tam. Come back next Sunday at 9 a.m. for next week's headlining news here on KBVR-FM.